unfortunately, it paints a very sad picture for the restaurant industry and the hospitality industry and tourism as a whole. I suppose with what's going on in America, certainly doesn't help. The cost of goods rising, it really doesn't help. You know, Ireland has become a very expensive destination to holiday. And look, we warned about it for long enough. And it's terrible to see any closures. You know, families and job losses are destroyed, and people that have worked hard in the industry to see their livelihood gone. It's difficult times, there's no doubt about it. There's a cap in tourist numbers coming into the country in Dublin Airport, and that has to be addressed. And unfortunately, the Americans, you know, there's been a drop-off in tourists, and you can see it. I'm not hearing the accents, I'm not seeing the cars, and it's evident in both the restaurants where normally a busy season you'd see lots of American tourists, and the numbers are down. Like, the statistics there show it, but the CSO figures, they're down by 30%, and unfortunately, this has been the trouble over the last 3 years. We've been telling people that this is going to happen, but we need a minister now to step up to the plate and try and do something.
Do you feel it's a case of it's going to get worse before it gets better?
Well, absolutely. Like, all you have to do is look at the cost of goods. Like, coffee has gone up, I think, by 45%. Milk has gone up, cream has gone up, and chocolate has gone up by 157%. And, like, it's no good. It's no good for no one. And consumers are seeing that when they're going shopping in the supermarkets. You know, if you're coming on holidays here, you're thinking about, well, hold on a minute, you know, I can get better value somewhere else. And you can't blame people. That's exactly what they're doing, and they're dead right to do it. But we warned the government long and hard about this. We told them that there was a shortage in the beds. We explained that at the very start, that it would have a knock-on effect. And obviously it's coming to fruition. And I think it's high time that the government realised that the tourism economy, and especially in Ireland, is one of the biggest indigenous employers. But unfortunately, they seem to turn the blind eye on this, and you'll just see mass job losses. And that's what's on the tracks.